We have become an app society, especially among and for kids. If you're a parent, I bet you think that apps for kids provide education, chance for them to become more tech savvy, or, yeah, keep them out of your hair for a while. Recent study discovered something else. Thousands of apps for kids track your kids' activities and, in turn, your phone details. Sounds like something worthy of your attention now, doesn't it? Here to explain the annoyances and risks this tracking creates, more importantly, how to deal with it, is a former CIA tech director, author of the book Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet, Dr. Eric Cole. How are you today, Eric?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
And let me give you the website where you can get a copy of Online Danger. It is, of course, onlinedanger.com. I was looking at the study that I referenced in the intro, and 57%, they looked at 5,855 child-directed apps through the Google Play Store, and 57% of them do not comply with what's called the U.S. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. I read further in this study, and it's almost like the app world is akin to the Wild West. There's very little policing, supervision, and more importantly, for kids and families, very little protection.
Exactly, because in a lot of cases, not only do you not know where these apps are coming from, but the bigger problem that the study sort of touched on but didn't really hit hard was the children are allowing this. Most of these apps, I went in and downloaded several of them, they ask you, can we access your location? Can we access this? Can we access that? And a kid doesn't know any better. They just want their app, so they hit yes, 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 yes. Parents think, oh, it's a harmless game. I emphasize the word harmless. How bad could it be? And parents just are not engaging enough to really understand the dangers and that these apps are really spying on their children.
When we say tracking, can tracking quickly become hacking?
Yes. So when we say tracking, what a lot of the apps are really doing is it's for advertisement. So I'm not trying to downplay the study, but most of the apps I looked at, it's not as if they're being used by child predators. That is a problem, but it wasn't in this case. It's really being used to understand their location, their demographics, what their interests are. So just like we saw with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg was on the Hill, it's all about making money on advertising, and that's really what these apps are after. They're spying on the children to do targeted ads to make more money.
And looking at some of these apps too, I mean, you would assume that, okay, they could put a firewall, so to speak, a verifiable parental consent, but a kid can come across that and just, you know, tap the button to do the consent themselves. That seems to be a worthless idea.
Exactly, and that's the issue where when you read the article, they use careful wording because they say potentially violates the law. And what they're meaning there is a lot of these apps actually have a message that says, confirm that you're 18 or confirm that you're a parent. And kids can just do that. There's no verification or validation that that's happening. The other thing that parents have to be super aware of is the word free. Free is not free. What you're getting is these apps that are free are making their money on advertisement that they're using to track your children. So here's an interesting thought. Most of these free apps have a paid version that's $1.99 or $2.99. And if you do the paid version, they're not tracking your children or doing the paid advertisement. So a message to parents, it might be better to pay the $2 than go for the free version to keep your children protected.
Well, some of these apps too, is it smart for a parent to look to see whether or not you could play it offline? You don't necessarily have to be online for the tracking to take place so that your kids can still do it with your Wi-Fi turned off?
Exactly. A lot of them have offline mode, online mode. You're absolutely right. The other thing is most of these apps do not need to actually track the location, track the pictures, track their habits in order to work, but that's the default setting. So the other thing I urge parents is every app that's on your child's device, go in, take 3 minutes to look at the settings, and turn on a lot of the security that's turned off by default.
Dr. Eric Cole, former CIA tech director, author of the book Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. OnlineDanger.com is the website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. A study also analyzed whether the apps with potential, what's called COPA, the program I mentioned to before, violation were part of the Federal Trade Commission's Safe Harbor program. That's where developers present their apps for certification that they're compliant. And the study found that few apps are actually certified under the Safe Harbor, and those that are potential violations are prevalent. Again, it just seems like the rules are in place, but there's like an implied following of the rules, but there's no policing of the rules.
That's exactly the problem, is enforcement. Is in the past, with other areas like physical games and websites, companies just self-policed and followed the rules. Now you have all these apps that are violating it, and the problem is these government entities just are not set up to scale to that level of enforcement. And when nobody's enforcing, what's going to happen? The problem's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Some of the breakdowns from the study, too. 4.8% of the apps in the study had clear violations when apps share info or contact info without consent. 40% shared personal information without applying what would be considered reasonable security measures. 18% shared persistent identities with their parties for prohibited purposes, like ad targeting. 39% showed, and this is the wording of the report, ignorance or disregard for contractual obligations aimed at protecting children's privacy. Do parents and even tech-savvy kids make the mistake of not treating a smartphone much like they would a desktop, laptop, or tablet computer? The securities that we take with our computers, we aren't making ourselves available to and taking on with our smartphones. And that leaves us prey to a lot of things we'd rather not have happen.
Exactly. The number one mistake that parents make is they assume that all these apps are safe, all these apps are protected, and then the second biggest mistake is they give their children total control. I see friends of mine who have kids that are 4 and 5 years old, and the kids can download any app, they have the password, they have the access, and that's crazy. If you have kids, you as a parent need to download the app, you need to read all the messages, and you need to configure and set it up correctly. You cannot blindly trust that the apps are secure and cannot blindly trust your children to download any app they want.
Problem with that is the kids these days are more tech savvy than the parents, which is why online danger, I think, is a must read for so many parents, because it really is simple steps that give you a strong level of prevention and protection.
Exactly. And that's why I wrote Online Danger, because there wasn't any book out there to really help parents in an easy way. And yes, I've seen that all the time, where a friend of mine said, "Eric, the reason why I let my kids download the app is because they know how to do it and I don't." Right? So the parents need to be a little more educated. And unfortunately, what this study really reveals is, as you said earlier, it's the Wild West out there. These companies are out of control. And unfortunately, it's you, your family, and your kids that are at risk.
And as is the want of people who want to do bad, if they see open doors, even if just playful things like apps right now, those who have evil intents in mind will see, well, children as prey and easy access to the parents' phones. So a lot of nasty stuff can happen without taking just some simple protection steps, which Eric details in his book, Online Danger. And again, if you're not a tech-savvy individual, he does make it user-friendly and easy to absorb and understand. Really, too, it's just a matter of sitting down with your, just like you did when you got your first computer way back when, and you click and wander around what you got, and you realize what you can do, what you need to do, and what you haven't done. And Eric points out a lot of the ideas, the steps, and the paths to take, even after something has happened, to recoup and repair what has happened as well. So it really is a must read, and certainly a useful guide for every member of the family as far as the world of cyberspace, internet, and tech is concerned. You can learn more about Eric's book at OnlineDanger.com. He's a former CIA tech director, author of the book Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself, and You'll Have Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. Dr. Eric Cole, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.